Hi and welcome to the Theme Park Trader podcast of your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week I'm going to be going through my, plans as they are right now for my October trip, including restaurants, where we're going to be, on what day, not fast passes yet because we can't book those. And yeah, Dan and I, it's the first time Dan's heard my plans, so he's going to be critiquing them, I'm sure. And you know, this is an episode that we're recording now as we are in May for when Dan is in Disney World in June, so we can keep the episode consistency going.
Yeah.
And hopefully, Dan, it will help you in planning your trip, because despite going in just a few weeks, you haven't planned it. I just don't understand. I don't understand. It's just not how my head works. I don't get it.
I'm just slightly over 30 days away and I have no plans.
That is terrible.
Plans whatsoever.
So I'm hoping that this will not only help out you guys but also help Dan to get his arse into gear as well.
Change my ways.
So sit back, relax and enjoy the podcast.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
So, Dan, you know, as we said, your plans, despite being just over 30 days away to your trip, you'll be there at the point where this episode goes out. Hopefully, you'll have a plan by then.
Maybe.
But yeah, so I thought it'd be cool just to go through. I mean, we did it last year for my trip as well. But I think last month in April, I hit the 180 day mark, so I could start booking my restaurants.
Right.
And that obviously leads to us kind of planning the rest of our days and what we're doing when. We're also going at the same time as one of our listeners and actually both of our close friends, Stu. He's going with his girlfriend at the same time, so we're kind of planning with them what days we're going to be meeting up and doing things together and what days we're not, that kind of thing. So I guess I should start off with the hotel that I'm staying at. This year it's Coronado Springs, where I've stayed before. It's a good hotel. It's not the best hotel in Disney World, you know, obviously, but it is a good hotel. I would recommend it to anyone who's thinking about staying there. And sorry, my throat's a bit tickly because we've just recorded another hour podcast before this. But yeah, Coronado Springs is a great hotel. And cool. We are getting the 11:30 a.m. flight out of Gatwick, and that's on a Saturday in October. 11:30 is a good time to get if you can, because it does mean you arrive. I think roughly you arrive in Orlando at about 3:30 in the afternoon, rather than at 5:30, which is when you usually get there if you get the 1 o'clock flight, 5:30, 6:00.
Is that right?
I think so.
Because sort of 11 o'clock plus, I don't know, like 9 hours will bring you to 10 o'clock, and bring it back 5 hours will bring it to 5 o'clock.
No, that can't be right. That can't be right. 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, that takes you to 8 o'clock, not 10 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
You can't do maths.
I can't do maths. Oh, yeah, because I'm thinking, I'm failing at clocks here.
You're supposed to be.
I was thinking 20 is 10 o'clock, but it's not, it's 22.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Oh, God.
Jeez.
This podcast hasn't started well.
It's not, has it? You can't even tell the time.
Yeah.
So hopefully.
Okay. You're right. Okay.
I know I'm right. That was
just, not. I'm just testing you.
That was never up for debate.
I'm just, you know, checking you got it right.
So, we should be landing, I guess, about 3:30 if all goes well. Get the Magical Express over to Coronado Springs. We don't tend to do parks on the first night because we tend to be knackered. We'll probably go to the quick service location at Coronado, just choose something to eat there.
Yeah, that makes sense. We often get it at a similar sort of time, and we'll just go and get some food
generally at the Hard Rock, because just because it's so easy next door to the, or just around the corner from the hotels that we normally stay at, and it's just everyone has something that they like there, so it's just easy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what you want. You want to kind of stay up until, I guess, 11 o'clock, 10, yeah. half 10, 11 o'clock, and then usually by the first day, you're kind of, there's no real jet lag if you manage to sleep, so you should be okay. So the Sunday that we're there, we are going to, you want to take a guess?
Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom is correct. which is quite possibly one of the worst days you can go to Magic Kingdom. I'm just saying that. It's a weekend. It's busy. A lot of flights land on the Saturday from various locations around the world. A lot of people will come in from the UK on a Saturday. So Sunday is not a good day to go to the Magic Kingdom. But it's a tradition that my mum introduced to me as like a three-year-old child. And I'm not one for breaking that tradition anytime soon.
What, the tradition of always going to Magic Kingdom first?
Yeah.
Right.
So we will be going to the Magic Kingdom. We will be having a quick service. We haven't decided yet where we're going. It will probably be either... well, we'll definitely be getting a Starbucks, because that time of year is pumpkin spice latte season. So that's a given on every day. So
I was going to say a daily Starbucks is in order.
Yeah, so I'm not going to say that again, but a daily Starbucks will be happening.
Which you can do, because there's about a million Starbucks in Disney now.
Exactly. There's one. There's at least one in every park. There's two in Disney Springs. So you can definitely do that. And what we tend to do there is we might use a quick service and grab like two drinks and a cake to share.
Right.
Because you can do that. You can swap quick service to three snacks.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah.
We tend to do that. So for quick service, we'd probably grab that. I'm guessing at around 11-ish, 11:30-ish when they open. Mm-hmm. And we'll probably go to either Pecos Bill or Cosmic Rays, somewhere like that, I would think, on that first day.
Okay.
Nowhere too fancy, like be our guests for quick service lunch or anything like that. So Magic Kingdom, we'll probably be there for most of the day. And we've got a reservation at Planet Hollywood, the new Planet Hollywood, I've not been to yet.
Nice.
At around six-ish.
Hopefully that will be a good start to the holiday.
Hopefully.
Obviously, we don't know what it's going to be, what it's like yet, but...
No. I've got my fingers crossed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, looking at the menu for Planet Hollywood, which I can do very easily using the My Disney Experience app. I'm not selling it, but it is a good app. I don't know. There's a lot on the menu. There's always a lot on Planet Hollywood's menu. Almost too much, I think. I know Donna will be having the LA lasagna. I just know that already.
is that a firm favourite?
Yeah, she was so happy that they kept it on the menu.
Ah, okay.
As for me, I don't know what I'm going to have at this stage, to be honest, because pretty much everything there is good, really. Without a doubt, the one guarantee is that I will be having the key lime pie star jar for dessert.
Is that one of the? Is that one of like a new sundae sort of thing? Milkshake.
It's a Florida key lime filling layered with graham crackers, topped with whipped cream.
Okay. So, the way it said a jar almost made it sound like it was one of those milkshakes.
I think it's the dessert that just comes in a jar.
Okay.
It seems to be quite popular at the moment, because that's how the Boathouse serves it as well.
Right, I see.
Not quite in the same way by the sounds of it, but yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of places serving stuff in jars at the moment, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a weird trend, isn't it? It's a very, very weird trend. They do have a dish called Bird is the Word.
Okay, have you heard?
Have I heard what?
to include that clip.
They've got a pulled pork sandwich as well, which sounds good. I haven't eaten this morning, and I'm really hungry now. Wasn't a good idea to record this one, really. But they've got a few steaks, things like that I might try. So that's
They generally have a good mixture, don't they?
They do.
In places like Planet Hollywood Rainforest Cafe, they're all very similar places, and they do have a good range.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, it's a good place. I think a lot of people complain that Planet Hollywood's menu is maybe quite simple, but I quite like it. It's American food. I'm in America. It's something good to have. Like, I know it's going to be kind of classic-ish American kind of food. I know what to expect. So I enjoy Planet Hollywood, because I don't go there very often.
We don't have that many in the UK, do we?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. And it's a new restaurant. Technically, it's a new restaurant, because it's now the Observatory. So we wanted to give it a go.
Yeah, and it's been closed for quite some time now, hasn't it?
It has. We usually do eat there every trip, just because it's one of Donna's favourites because of the LA lasagna. But yeah, it was closed last time we were there, so we're going to try it out again this time.
Cool.
So Monday, usually the second day is reserved for Epcot.
Right, but however, I'm sensing that it's not.
It's not this time. Could you guess where it is now?
Is it going to be Animal Kingdom?
Correct, yeah.
So just a disclaimer, I haven't seen his plan at all.
No, you haven't. It's actually, it's very secretly written down on paper so that it can be burned at a moment's notice in case. But yeah, I couldn't wait to see Pandora, basically. And Animal Kingdom on the Monday has magic hours between 8 and 9. So my plan is just to get there for like 7:30, wait in the queue, get to Pandora and do both rides. And also, I'm going to try and book a fast pass for Flight of Passage so I can ride that twice in the same day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that makes sense. That's interesting, actually. You were saying about extra magic hours, because I'd probably be better off planning my first visit there when there isn't extra magic hours.
Correct, yeah, you will be, because you're staying on property, yeah.
Yeah, so that we can get there for the rope drop.
Yeah, definitely.
And it won't already be busy.
Definitely.
I'll have to remember that.
Yeah, have a look on the Disney website or the My Disney Experience app. They have magic hours available. Obviously, they've got them for October already, so they'll definitely have them there for your trip.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's worth doing. We're going to be going to Satuli Canteen, I think, for quick service.
Cool.
Or certainly I will be. Donald didn't fancy anything on the menu.
No, I know what she means. It's some of the stuff looks a bit questionable, doesn't it?
It does. It does. But I wanted to try it. I wanted to see what it was like. Chances are I may grab something from there and also grab something from the... I can't remember.
Pongu.
No, I might grab something from Pongu Pongu. But also the barbecue place in... Flame Tree Barbecue in Animal Kingdom. Oh, okay. God. Flame Tree Barbecue is incredible.
Whereabouts is that?
It is just as you're... It's like in the Discovery Island area.
Right, okay.
So as you're walking in, you see the Tree of Life, I think you turn right and it's like kind of there.
Right, I see, okay.
So I think that's the case. But yeah, it's very good. It's very, very good food. But I want to try Satuli Canteen, trying something new. I probably will go to Flame Tree either on that day or another day when I'm at Animal.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then on the Monday, we have, on the evening, a 8 o'clock reservation at T-Rex.
Nice.
Which is... It's good.
In Disney Springs, isn't it?
It's in Disney Springs. It's quite similar, in a way, it's quite similar to Planet Hollywood in the menu.
Yeah, as I say, that Rainforest and Planet Hollywood, they're all very similar, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. But I do like it in there. It's really good. I prefer T-Rex to Rainforest, which is why we're going there.
Okay.
Yeah, I do prefer it.
What particular reason is that?
I don't know. I just prefer the restaurant. I think I prefer the food slightly more as well.
Right.
I don't know. Again, I'm not sure what I'm going to have because everything on the menu is pretty good, to be honest. But I think, once again, for the desserts, I'm just scrolling into the desserts now. I will probably
looking
have
that key lime.
I will have the cosmic key lime pie. Like, no doubt
not,
about
not
it.
Not that you've got some sort of addiction.
I love key lime pie. So good. So that's what I'll be having for dessert, like, with no doubt in my mind whatsoever.
Nice.
But again, all of the mains are pretty solid. There's lots to choose from. So I'll just kind of like point randomly at one that I want at the time.
Bring me this.
That's usually what happens. So, moving on to the Tuesday. Any guesses, Dan?
Now, this is a tough one. I guess I would say Epcot.
You're right. You are absolutely bang on there. Epcot is my favourite park, as many of you that have listened to before will know.
Despite being the third one you visit in your holiday.
Wow, Pandora.
Yeah, I
couldn't help it. So I can't break a tradition. I'm really excited for Pandora, and then Epcot.
It's interesting that the Pandora slips doesn't break the tradition. That's nice.
Yeah, I mean, traditionally I do go to Epcot on the second day, but that's not something that was introduced as a kid. So I feel like I can break my own tradition. But yeah, we're going to Epcot. Magic hours between 9 and 11 p.m. that day.
Cool.
But we will be there for probably the bulk of the day. And we're probably going to see...
Is that in the evening magic hours?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay.
We're going to probably see Illuminations.
Right. Is that your first show of the trip?
Yes, it will be my first show. Again, these plans may change. We might skip Illuminations and do it another day or whatever. But at this point in time, it's Illuminations. And we're not eating anywhere that day because, Dan...
Food and Wine.
Food and Wine Festival. Correct.
You got to stuff yourself silly on snacks.
Yep. So we're going to be at the Food and Wine Festival probably for most of the day.
Yep.
And we might go to a quick service when we get back to the hotel.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Depends how you feel, doesn't it?
Depends on how hungry we are. Yeah. Or Electric Umbrella. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to Electric Umbrella in years. So
I like the Electric Umbrella.
I love that place as well. It's one of my favourites, and we've not been there for ages. So I might try and squeeze that one in as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're actually going to Epcot for the Food and Wine Festival with Stu.
Is that your first sort of meetup day?
That's our first meetup day. Yeah, he wanted to do the Food and Wine with me.
Yeah.
So we're going to be going together. We're going to be going through that, eating and drinking as much as we can. And hopefully on the Tuesday it won't be too busy as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's very true.
So, yeah, that's the plan for then. Wednesday, any guesses?
I'd say Hollywood Studios.
You're wrong.
Oh wow. Okay. Is that a Universal day then?
It's correct. It's a Universal day.
Okay.
And we're going to be going. Yeah, going to be going to Universal probably and Islands of Adventure that time of year. It's quite easy to do both of those parks. Usually, I think you get both those parks done.
Probably. Yeah. You can wrap up. Depends on the queues, doesn't it? But you can generally, even if you don't hit everything, you can get a good mix.
Exactly. You can get a lot of it done. So we're going there with Stu and Laura as well.
Okay.
Just to save on like the taxis or Ubers, whatever we choose to use.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to take an Uber.
Yeah. So
we had somebody on the podcast who said they took Ubers didn't they?
It was Danielle, wasn't it?
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, I think so. When she was out in Orlando, I think she said.
When she was working out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to try that. We're going to go together just to, as I said, save a bit of money on the taxis or Ubers. Mm-hmm. And then we are going to go out for dinner in the evening together. We've already booked it. I'll give you a clue. It's at Disney Springs. It's one of my favourite restaurants on property.
Boathouse.
Boathouse is correct. So we will be, we'll be at the Boathouse in the evening. So we'll probably get to Universal for about 8.
Right. Okay.
In the morning, because they do open up. Usually, they can open up a little bit earlier. So we'll probably get there
sometimes. Although they have like the early openings, don't they, for on site guests?
Yeah. Although when I was there in October, not staying on site, they opened up both times I went to the Universal. They opened up one of the parks at 8.
Okay. Open it slightly earlier. Maybe it depends on the crowds.
Yeah. Potentially.
If it gets really, really busy, they open it up to let people spread in.
Yeah, I think that's probably the case. So, yeah, we're going to be going to the Boathouse. We'll be at Universal, I'm guessing, until kind of late afternoon. Probably go to Disney Springs, do some shopping, or go back to the hotel for a nap, depending on how we're all feeling. And then we've got a reservation at 8 o'clock at the Boathouse. And I actually know already what I'm going to be eating at the Boathouse.
Does it involve lobster?
It does. I'll be having the crab stuffed lobster for my main.
Aye, cool.
That's an easy choice. And any guess what my dessert involves?
Key lime, by any chance?
It does. It will be the...
You're going to look like a key lime by the end of this holiday.
Come back as a slice of key lime. It's the key lime pie in a mason jar. So
another jar.
Another jar.
Another jar-based key lime.
Yep.
That's you're going to come back with a slight green tinge.
Yep, exactly. So that's what I'm going to be having at the Boathouse. Then the Thursday, any guesses?
I'm going to say Hollywood Studios again.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
Hollywood Studios. Cool.
Wrap up the four.
Exactly, get the four done. And we've penciled in Fantasmic for that day.
Nice.
And we're going to be doing, I think, on the Thursday. Let me just see. That's correct. We're going to be going somewhere for lunch, and it's a restaurant. I've not been there before. It's in walkable distance to Hollywood Studios, but it's not in Hollywood Studios.
Is this in the Boardwalk?
You're close. It's in the Beach Club.
Okay, right, okay. So I won't know it.
It's the Beaches and Cream Soda Shop.
Okay.
We've never been there before. They are famous for doing the kitchen sink ice cream sundae. The massive
one. Right, that one. Okay.
But we're actually going there for lunch rather than the sundae.
Yeah.
And probably, I mean, they do things like beef burgers, turkey club sandwiches, Reuben sandwiches, that kind of thing. Cool. Sounds pretty, you know, pretty nice. And to dessert, they do things like strawberry shortcake, brownie, Beaches chocolate cake, ice cream sodas, that kind of thing. It's just somewhere we've not been before.
I'm getting concerned, Ryan. I'm not hearing any key lime.
There is no key lime on this menu.
What?
I know.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I might have to.
You're going to be stuck.
Well, the thing is, you can walk from Hollywood Studios to Epcot, and there's usually a slice of key lime pie available at Epcot in one of the food and wine stops.
Right.
So I may have to go there.
Just to keep the fix going.
Yeah, exactly.
So was that on the Wednesday or the Thursday?
That was the Thursday. Wednesday was Universal, Thursday is Hollywood Studios.
Okay.
And then we'll probably grab a quick service in the evening as well.
Yeah.
I don't know where from at this stage. And then on to Friday the 13th.
What could go wrong?
Exactly. Well, Friday the 13th, any ideas where we might be going? Friday the 13th does have something to do with our plans.
It has something to do with your plans?
Yes.
I don't know. So, maybe Magic Kingdom?
Correct. The evening. So we're going to be going to Epcot.
Right.
We're going to be going to Epcot for the morning. We might fit in a couple of food and wine stops early doors.
Come on, Ryan. Is that really a maybe?
Well, we will be fitting in a couple of food and wine stops, even if it's just a bit of alcohol at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Then we'll be taking the bus back to Old Key West. Yeah, so we're going to Olivia's at late afternoon, around 4-ish, so we'll be getting the bus from Epcot to Old Key West.
Cool.
And entrees there, again, there's pretty much everything I like. They've got scallops, they've got Southernmost buttermilk chicken, the square cob salad, which I tried to have last time because I thought, you know, I'd had a lot of food by the time we went there last time. I was trying to be healthy. It's massive. Just don't even bother with it.
Cob salads are always huge, aren't they?
It's ridiculous. It's like lettuce with layers of chilled shrimp, crab salad, bacon, egg, blue cheese, tomato, avocado, and I think this is what sealed the deal for me, a key lime mustard vinaigrette.
Oh, God. That's an odd mix.
It's good, though. It was really tasty.
Okay.
And then for dessert, I had... any guesses?
Something key lime?
Key lime tart.
mixing it up there.
Yeah, going for a tart this time.
Yeah.
Although the banana bread pudding is also very, very good as well.
You've actually tried something other than key lime?
I have, yeah, I have.
Okay.
And they also do a really nice chocolate martini here, which is... something I should also say, if I see chocolate martini on the menu, I will have it.
That's your drink of choice, isn't it?
It is when I'm in Florida, yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah, we're still on the Friday. Obviously, I said, you mentioned Magic Kingdom, and yes, that's correct. We're aiming to go to Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party in the evening.
Ah, okay, right. So I suppose so the Happily Ever After show won't be on that day, is that
No, that's right.
Right.
There will be, at the moment it's Hallow Wishes. We've not seen if they're going to be changing that or not.
Right.
But yeah, that will be on instead.
Okay, cool.
So, Saturday, any ideas?
Oh, this is getting tough now, isn't it? Is it maybe going to be another Animal Kingdom day?
No.
Okay. You might have to tell me.
Epcot,
okay.
Yeah, I'm back at Epcot.
That's the third visit to Epcot then?
Yeah, I mean, Epcot's my favourite park, man.
Well, yeah, that's true.
So we're going to be back at Epcot, and we will be going to Food and Wine for a couple of the stops, but nothing more than that. And there's a big reason why that is. Any guesses where we're eating?
La Cellier.
Correct. So we've got a reservation at La Cellier in the evening. We may stay and watch Illuminations again. If we've not seen it already, we'll watch it for the first time. But we may watch it again. And Yeah, I mean, the Celia is one of my favourite restaurants, if not my favourite restaurant on property. So we're going to be eating there.
Sunday, that's quite a full day at Epcot then.
It will be, yeah. Although, we, to be honest, we probably won't get there till 11-ish.
Right, okay, we'll take it a bit easier.
Because we probably won't have left the Magic Kingdom the night before till about midnight.
Right, okay, yeah.
So we're going to have a
line. That makes sense. Yeah, you end up burning yourself out otherwise, don't you?
Yeah, although what we tend to do is we might be at the parks all day, but we just, as I said before, we take it really slowly.
Mm-hmm.
So we just sit down for an hour, if not two, and just have a drink, like have a glass of wine or something. We just relax.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You can do that, especially in Epcot. There's a lot of places to sort of sit and chill.
Yeah. So, you know, any of the parks as well. Like, if we're there all day, the thing that will burn you out isn't necessarily being there all day. It's rushing from A to B.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially in the heat.
Yeah. You take time to chill out and it won't get to you too much at all. So Sunday, continuing the spooky trend from Friday, any guesses what we're doing?
Would that be a Universal Halloween Horror Nights?
Oh, yeah.
I know you're looking forward to this one.
Yeah, we haven't booked it yet.
Right.
Again, we're planning on going with Stu and Laura, going to Universal. At this stage, we're planning on staying for Halloween Horror Nights. And we're also planning on eating at Toosome as well.
Oh, okay, cool. That should be good.
Yeah, so that'd be good to try that, see what that's like. I've been there for milkshakes, but not for the food.
Yeah.
And then Monday, any ideas?
Ooh.
We're at Disney.
At Disney, okay. I'm going to guess Animal.
Yes, again. Correct.
Okay, cool.
We're at Animal Kingdom, Magic Hours between 8 and 9. Again.
Right.
We've got a reservation.
It's quite closing quite early. Oh, it's in 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got a reservation at lunchtime at Yak and Yeti.
Nice. I know you like that one, don't you?
It's incredible, that place. Really, really, really good. It's an amazing restaurant if you've never been there before. The portions are massive. If you're not on the Disney dining plan, the prices are reasonable too.
Okay, cool.
So it's well worth trying. I've had multiple things from the menu here, to be honest, and they're all incredible. I've had the chicken lo mein. I've had the Malaysian seafood curry, which is really, really good. And I think last time I had the duck, which is a roasted half duckling, plum barbecue sauce, jasmine rice, stir-fried vegetables. That was incredible. Really, really tasty.
Nice.
And in terms of desserts, there's no key lime on the menu.
What?
However, there's something that's very similar in texture, and it is the mango pie.
Okay.
The mango pie is very, very good.
But not as good as key lime.
It's not quite as good as key lime, but it's very good. It's very close. Really, very, really tasty.
Cool.
So that's our plans for the Monday. Tuesday, we actually have completely free at this stage.
Oh, right. Okay.
We're going to decide on what to do on the day.
Could that be a non-park day, perhaps?
No.
No?
we will be going to a park. We haven't decided what.
Right.
If I was to guess right now, probably Food and Wine. But I haven't. We haven't decided. We're going to leave that one completely free.
Okay.
But we'll either be having Food and Wine or quick services. Regardless, we've got no restaurant booked for that day.
Right, okay, keeping it really open.
Yeah, because we're using a couple of 2-credit restaurants.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
So, yeah, well, I think we're using three 2-credit restaurants. So we need
I suppose we've already seen the Boathouse and the Celia, haven't we? So.
Yeah, so we need to keep ourselves reasonably free on a couple of the days.
Yeah.
And then on the, where are we now? We're on the Wednesday. We are travelling back to Universal Studios.
Cool. Is that with Stu and Laura?
Yeah, with Stu and Laura again. We're going to Universal Studios, and we are coming back and eating at Disney Springs.
Okay.
Any guesses? It's not a Boathouse.
Not the Boathouse. Is it Homecoming?
Correct. It is. It's Chef Art Smith's Homecoming, and I loved it there. Obviously, Stu's not been there before.
Yeah.
So I thought it was worth giving it a go for those guys. All the food was really good there. I mean, I've only been there once. I think I had the where was it? It's some kind of chicken. Oh, here we go. Famous fried chicken, which is buttermilk brined for 24 hours, then perfectly fried and served with creamy mashed potatoes, cheddar chopped biscuits, and love.
Does that come on a side dish?
Yeah, that comes on a side dish.
That does, because I don't think that place was open when we went last time.
Yeah.
It does sound nice, so that might be one that we try.
It is very, very tasty, and actually, I think this time I might try the fried chicken and donuts.
Okay, yeah.
Which is two pieces of Chef Art Smith's famous fried chicken served with white-made sugar donuts and creamy mashed potatoes.
Interesting. I was wondering what it was going to come with as an extra thing.
Yeah, it is a strange combo, but I want to give it a go.
Yeah.
And then I think desserts, let's have a look. I can't see the desserts. I think they were seasonal from memory.
Right, okay, that's interesting.
I can't see them on the menu at the minute, unless they're below all the booze, which they don't seem to be. But yeah, the dessert was good. I can't remember what I had. Key lime pie is seasonal there, and it wasn't on the menu at the time, unfortunately.
Right.
Which was a big disappointment.
So this is your... Is that your second day at Universal?
Third,
okay, yeah. Okay.
So we're there Wednesday, Sunday.
Oh, yeah, because you were going to the Halloween Horror Nights, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was going to say, have you so far you're not going to be able to have seen the show.
No, that's very true, actually, yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, because I doubt they have it on when the Halloween Horror Nights are on.
No, potentially not. They might do.
Maybe they have it on earlier in the evening.
Yeah, we'll have to have a look. I have to keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
So, Thursday, any guesses?
I'm going to say Hollywood Studios. You haven't been there for a while.
No.
Okay.
We might go there in the morning, because actually we've got this down as free.
Right, okay.
So we may well go there in the morning for a bit.
That was a cruel trick. Which park do you reckon I've gone to?
No. Yeah, trick question. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to be going probably to Hollywood Studios in the morning.
Right.
And I have a feeling Hollywood Studios will probably come into play on the other day that we're free as well.
Right, okay, yeah.
I do love Hollywood Studios. It's probably my second favourite to Epcot. I know that might come as a surprise to a lot of people, but...
Yeah, I think Hollywood Studios is my favourite, I think.
Yeah, a lot of people say there's not much to do there, but I love all the Star Wars bits. I love the Star Wars ride, I love the Indiana Jones show, Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, Toy Story. They're all great rides, so...
Yeah, there's still... Obviously, they've got a fair chunk closed, but there is still a lot open. Still a lot of good, really good stuff that's open, so... Yeah.
And Fantasmic is the best show on property, I think, in my opinion. So
right.
that is something, another reason why Hollywood Studios is up there for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we've got a table booked at Spice Road Table in Morocco.
Oh, okay.
Now, that might
as change. As in Animal Kingdom?
No, Morocco in Epcot.
Oh, okay, okay.
So we've got that booked for dinner. That may change. I have a feeling if any of our reservations change at this stage, it will be that one.
Right.
We've booked it because we've never tried it before.
Okay, okay.
But I think it might change depending on where we're at, where we decide we're going to the parks that day.
Mm-hmm, that makes sense.
So then our last day in the parks on the Friday, we've also listed as free, but we have a... reservation at a 2-credit restaurant. Bearing in mind it's our last full day.
I'm going to say La Cellier.
You're right.
I was trying to think of whether I've missed any. One I was thinking I've missed was Be Our Guest. Is that a 2-credit restaurant?
No, it's only one.
Oh, is it? Okay, okay.
Yeah, we're actually not eating at Be Our Guest this year.
Right.
We didn't have a brilliant experience the last time we went.
No, I remember you saying, yeah.
Donna is outright refusing to go. So I'd be happy to go back because I just think that was a one-off. I've eaten there multiple times before and loved it. So I would go back, but I'm going to have to wait, I think, until 2018's trip, probably, to convince her to go back.
It's going to take a little bit of time for her to forget that experience.
Yeah, which is probably a surprise announcement, actually, because I think I said I was potentially going to Asia in 2018.
Yeah,
but circumstances changed slightly because my uncle, aunt, and cousins are thinking about going in October of 18.
Yeah,
and my parents might be going as well. And they said to me, you know, do you want to kind of come over at the same time? we'll probably
yeah, we'll make it sort of a really big family trip.
Yeah, we might be staying at a different hotel, I think.
Right.
But Asia was working out to be quite expensive.
Yeah, I get that.
So I think I do want to do Asia, but I think Asia will happen after we get married in 2019. So probably 2020 for Asia.
Obviously with wedding cost and then the honeymoon cost, yeah, and obviously you want to see Star Wars as well.
Exactly.
But adds up.
I think that might work out because I think the Big Hero 6 and Beauty and the Beast expansions are due to open up in 2020.
Right, okay.
So actually it might work out pretty well. Yeah, it might work pretty well. So yeah, the last day we've got free, other than that La Celia booking in the evening, so we probably will watch Illuminations in the evening after our meal.
Okay. What about Happily Ever After? You haven't seen any of that yet, have you?
I think that is...
Have you only had one day at Magic Kingdom or two?
Two.
I think it's two, yeah.
I think we were there on the first day.
Oh, yeah, and then you did Mickey's Not So Scary, didn't you, on the other day?
Yeah, on the other day. We won't... I think one of the... Like, on one of the days we're at Animal Kingdom, the park tends to close reasonably early.
Right.
So we'll probably go to Magic to watch Happily Ever After.
Hop across and see it, yeah.
Yeah. We will definitely be seeing it on one of the days that we're free, like 100%.
And presumably you'll be seeing the new Animal Kingdom shows as well, yes. Rivers of Light.
Yeah, exactly. The problem is 2 weeks is just not enough time.
It does quickly pass, doesn't it?
It does. It really, really does.
A lot. Like we were saying the other day that for our trip in June, we want to see all of the shows.
Yeah.
So we haven't seen Illuminations for a number of years, I don't think. So we want to see that. And obviously, Hollywood Studios, is that a relatively new show?
Oh, Fantasmic.
No, the actual fireworks. Yeah.
Yeah, the Star Wars one, I guess, is relatively new, yeah.
I'm not sure we've seen it.
I'm not sure.
Right, okay. So yeah, so we might want to see that, and then obviously the new Magic Kingdom show, the Animal Kingdom show, you know, all like every single, well, obviously Illuminations isn't new, but we haven't seen it in a long time, so yeah.
Yeah, I really want to see the Star Wars fireworks as well as Fantasmic, so it's going to be tricky to get both of those in, but I'm determined to do it this year, because last year we did Fantasmic, but didn't see the fireworks.
Right, okay. Presumably they should be on at different times of the day, shouldn't they?
So I think they are, but it's a kind of a squeeze to get through both, I think.
Right, okay. I suppose you have to get to Fantasmic a bit earlier, don't you? So
yeah,
depending on... I'm guessing... Well, I don't know which one they... I don't know which one they would have on last.
The fireworks,
I'm guessing it's... Oh, okay, I was going to go the other way.
No, I think it's the fireworks, from memory. Right. But I might be
okay. Because I wondered if they would do the fireworks, close the park, but leave Fantasmic open.
Oh, yeah, I see, yeah.
Maybe, but don't know.
So yeah, it's going to be tricky based on our plans right now to fit every show in, but we do have 3 days. The days that we're at, again, Animal Kingdom, I'd like to get Rivers of Light in, but I also mm-hmm. really want to see Pandora at night. So
right, yeah.
Again, that's going to be tricky, but I think we will fit everything in. The thing is, this is our plan right now. I guarantee you some of the restaurants will change and things like that. We just wanted to book them up in case the reservations went.
Right, okay, yeah.
The only ones we definitely won't change are the Boathouse and the Celia, because they're impossible to book otherwise.
Right, so once you've got one nailed down, you want to keep it.
We want to keep those. I think the others mm-hmm. potentially will change in terms of timings and things like that. Yeah, but that's kind of our plan right now. I think... for the Saturday where we're flying home, we're not flying until late evening, so we'll probably go to Magic Kingdom or something like that and spend the last morning there.
Yeah, that's good. Cool. I don't know what we're going to be doing for ours, because obviously, again, yeah, our flight will be sort of late afternoon, early evening, probably.
Yeah.
Although you probably have to get to the airport for late afternoon for an early evening flight, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But obviously, we'll be staying in a villa in that last week.
Yeah.
So. Whether we can, we'll probably drop our bags off at Disney Springs with the Virgin guys.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
So then we get the rest of the day, and we'll be in. Obviously, stopping off at Disney Springs, we'll be in the Disney area, so it'll probably be a Disney park for the last bit of the day, probably.
That makes sense. I think the thing is, although that my plan looks incredibly busy, and it looks like, well, you're just going to be at the parks all day, every day. Like when you're out there, by the time you've done. You know, once you've kind of done Epcot and you've done the food and wine stuff, you kind of get to the afternoon and you think, I think we're done here, actually. And, you know, we might go over to Magic Kingdom and see a show, or we might go to Animal Kingdom and see a show. And that happens mm-hmm. quite a lot when we're out there.
Yeah, that's the thing. You either you either take a bit of a chilled afternoon or you go to some shops like in Disney Springs or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, and it easily eats up the days, isn't it? Because if you think that there's four Disney parks and the two Universal parks, if you went to each, obviously Universal, you could wrap up in a couple of days maybe. But you're still talking like between 10 and 12 days, aren't you?
Yeah.
Like of pure parks. And that's only going to each park twice. And you're going to Epcot at least three times?
Let me see. I'm going to Epcot one... about four times, I think.
Yeah, so it does add up quite a lot, doesn't it? You know, yeah. 14 days does go disappointingly quickly.
It does. If I could afford 3 weeks, I would definitely do it.
Yeah.
But,
It'd be nice.
We just make an executive decision if we'd like to skip certain things that we've... We tend to do things like Indiana Jones, I don't think we did last year, so we'll do it this year. Mm-hmm. But we probably won't do Beauty and the Beast.
Right, okay,
Things like that, you just have to make those decisions.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, it's easier for us, given that we go, once a year.
Yeah, it is quite easy, because I'll just see that next year.
Yeah, if you miss stuff, you've done it before, you've done it loads of times before, and you can just do it again the following year or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
We are quite lucky, very lucky.
I think the annoying thing, in a way, this year is that there's so many new things to see, even compared to when I was there last year.
Very true.
Which is great, but it's there's Pandora, there's Rivers of Light, there's Happily Ever After. You know, that doesn't sound like much, but actually it does take up a whole chunk of time. Whereas normally we'd probably only spend maybe two mornings at Animal Kingdom, for the entire trip.
Yeah.
Now we'd probably be spending 2 days.
Yeah, definitely. Animal Kingdom for us was always sort of like a half day park, pretty much.
Yeah.
Relatively. Maybe a little bit longer, but you know, you can then hop to another park or do something else for the rest of the day, can't you?
You'd be done by, say, 2 o'clock at the latest.
Yeah, whereas now it feels more like it could potentially be a full day park.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the problem in a way, because I mean, you've got Kilimanjaro Safaris at night now, you've got the Tree of Life Awakening, you've got Rivers of Light, you've got Pandora at night. I think it has become that nighttime park, which is great, but not when you've only got 2 weeks.
Yeah, definitely. And considering there's every park now has got something going on in the evenings.
Yeah.
Which is great, because it does eat up the evenings, doesn't it? But it's, trying to organise that and trying to get round to all the various places.
Yeah, and the other thing is,
take time.
Universal we usually only do for 2 days. We're doing it for 3 days this time round.
Right.
That's partly because I do like Universal parks. I do think they're awesome. I like spending time in them. And the main reason is that I think for our tickets, it's £450. And that's a lot of money just to only spend 2 days in a park.
Yeah, you do want to get your money's worth, don't you?
So that's why.
Is that a 2 week ticket or is it a 1 week ticket? Do they even do a 1 week ticket?
I think it's a 2 week.
Right, okay. Yeah. That's the thing. Do they offer a 1 week ticket? I can't remember.
I can't remember. No, I'm not sure.
No, because it would almost. I wonder whether it would be better off for you to get a 1 week ticket and then you can sort of do it in the middle of your holiday.
Yeah.
That sort of thing, maybe.
Problem is, we've already booked all of our restaurants now. Says the person that doesn't plan their trip at all.
No, no. I don't know whether we probably should do this time, just because there's so much we want to see.
Yeah.
Especially with the evening shows and things like that. So it'd be good to have an idea of what we... Because we tend to, what we do is when we get there, we'll say, okay, well, today we're going to go there, and then plan it out roughly for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Or, for the 2 weeks, that sort of thing. But, we'll probably do that in advance this time.
Yeah, I think it makes sense to do that. There's so much to see. You kind of have to plan it to kind of make
to some
the most
degree,
of it.
Don't you?
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. I think obviously, given that we're not on the dining plan, it gives us a little bit more flexibility.
Yeah.
So we don't have to plan it so far in advance because we don't need to get those bookings.
Yeah.
So it means if obviously I can see if you're on the dining plan, planning is definitely required.
Yeah, exactly. It is without a doubt. I think the thing about the Universal tickets, they're £219 for the two park Explorer ticket, which I believe covers you for
is that weeks? Right, okay.
I think
maybe they just default to 2 weeks.
I think it doesn't actually say. Oh, 14 days unlimited admission.
Right.
So £219 each. If you were to go for 2 days, that's £106 per day.
Right, okay. What's the general entry to the park at the gate?
I think it's like $100 and something.
Right.
Which is pretty much £100 and something now.
Yeah.
So if you divide that by three, that's £73 per day. It, automatically, that sounds a bit more reasonable to me.
Yeah, definitely. You know, obviously, if you get the 3 days, it's if you're on 2 days, it's almost like, well, should I just pay at the gate?
Yeah, it's but very tempting, yeah.
Yeah, as soon as you make it 3 days, you really cut those costs.
Yeah, you do. So I think it's worth doing the 3 days this year, and I love the Harry Potter stuff there. I mean, I do love Universal Orlando, so it's...
You'll certainly find stuff to do for the 3 days, won't you, so...
Exactly, and you know, worst case scenario, like on the third day, we only stay until like early afternoon, and we just agree to meet Stu and Laura in Disney Springs in the evening.
Yeah,
you know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. That's often what happens. We change our plans on the flight. You've got to leave yourself open to that. Yes, you might have a dinner reservation somewhere, or a lunch reservation somewhere, or even a breakfast reservation, but you have to be able to say, okay, look, you know what? I've already done this ride. I don't really care about the fast pass. I'm just going to not do it again.
I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? Keep it flexible. And I think, obviously, the Disney buses help with that, don't they? You can hop between the parks and things like that. You can hop between relatively easily. So it suits that.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, that's how it is at the minute. So, I think with that almost comes the end of... this week's podcast. Obviously, as we're recording this, Dan, as this goes out, you will be in Orlando. So yep. I'm sure...
On a ride somewhere.
Exactly, I'm sure...
In the heat.
Yeah, queuing for Pandora somewhere. I think either next week or the week after, whenever you're back, we will be doing a trip report, what your thoughts on Pandora are, all that kind of thing.
Yeah, sounds good.
So thank you, everyone, for listening. As always, you can find us on our website, themeparktrader.com. We're on Facebook.com/themeparktrader. We're on Twitter @themeparktrader. If you've got any questions on trip planning, anything like that, I've actually found over the last few weeks that my my job has been to help out a few other people who are planning, certainly my friends and family, that are planning trips to Orlando in the coming years. So if you do have any questions, I do know a fair bit about planning trips to Orlando specifically, but any other park as well. So do feel free to get in contact with us any of those places. And we'd love for you to leave us a review on iTunes as well. We'd really appreciate that. So thank you once again for listening, and we will see you again next week.
Ah, there you are. And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.